Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman, and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saint, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Well, greetings, dear friend, and this is the Sounds of Faith radio broadcast brought to you by the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina. Pastor Barry Goodman, I'm your host and Brother Goodman's associate. Brother Johnny Owens, glad to have you along with us today. Another week of broadcast ahead of us. Looking forward to what God has in store for us today in the days of this week. And we've got some good music lined up for you. And all church music today and this week, amen. And going to be preaching a little bit on the subject of take the high road. Oh, let's just take the high road. And you've heard that expression, I'm sure, many times in your life about just taking the high road. And we're going to look at that and look at this road a little bit this week in the preaching time. But we hope that you'll stay with us during all the singing truth for today and all the prayer time, and we'll give you some announcements as well. But right now, let's get into the program, and we'll start off with tradition today. Tradition going to sing for us. Amen. I like this old song, and I've heard it bluegrass style, and I've heard it quartet style, and I like it. It just simply says, I'm riding this old ship, amen, to the shore, amen.
Some say that you don't have to mention the blood. It's just too old-fashioned anymore. Well, they got here too late. I'm already on board. I'm riding this ship to the shore.
Well, I'm riding this old ship of Zion. So many before me rode it safely o'er.
And
Jesus the captain has lost no, not one. So I'll ride this ship to the shore.
What it took for others, it still takes today. Washed in that crimson flow. Confessions at Calvary can cleanse every stain and make one whiter than snow.
So I'm riding this old ship of Zion. So many before me rode it safely o'er.
And
Jesus the captain has lost no, not one. So I'll ride this ship to the shore.
Well, I'm
riding this old ship of Zion. So many before me rode it safely o'er.
And
Jesus the captain has lost no, not one. So I'll ride this ship to the shore.
Yes,
Jesus the captain has lost no, not one. So I'll ride this ship to the shore.
Amen. Well, that chorus was said. That chorus for that ship was set a long time ago. Amen. Praise God. I believe it started way back in the Old Testament times. Amen. By faith, Abraham left the Ur of the Chaldees. Amen. By faith, Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice to God. Hey, it started a long time ago, friend. And wait, listen, people are trying to change the courses, but that course has been set. And we're gonna ride this old ship, amen, to the shore. Amen. Well, we'd love to have you come and visit with us here at the Faith Baptist Church. We'll do this first and invite you to be a part of the services anytime you can here at the church. On Wednesday night, we'll be having prayer meeting at 7 o'clock. And then on the Lord's Day, 10 o'clock Sunday school, 11 o'clock worship, 6 o'clock in the evening service. We'd love to have you come for any of the services. Amen. And also, start mentioning this today. Well, I guess next week starts this. Next week is it, amen? And it kind of slipped up on me. And I want to mention for the Crossroads Rescue Mission, their Jubilee is coming up on the 22nd through the 26th. And to be here on the property of Faith Baptist Church, Big Ten, I hear you know it well. You've seen it probably many times in the years past. And this is their annual Jubilee. And it'll be here on the property Monday through Friday, the 22nd through the 26th. Amen. And I'm going to forget somebody. But I know that Brother Sidney Weaver will be preaching, Evangelist Sidney Weaver will be preaching on Monday night. I do know that. And I do know that Brother Cody Zorn and Mark Stroud will be preaching together on Friday night. And of course, there's always a morning service on Thursday and Friday, which is held inside of the main auditorium here at the church. So mark that on your calendar. Next week, amen, is the Crossroads Rescue Mission Jubilee. 7 o'clock each night, and good preaching. And they have special singing each night, different groups coming in. I know Right Side is singing one night. That's the group you hear on the radio. And they'll be singing one night. So we'll try to get it. We'll try to get you some little more specific details as we get on in the broadcast time this week. But that's what we know right now. So, hey, hope you can come be a part of the Jubilee here. And I said it's on the property of Faith Baptist Church, which you know is right on the corner of Highway 18 South, about 5 miles out of Shelby, and Highway 180, only 2.2 miles from the South Carolina state line. Amen. Love to have you come. Be a part of the services here at Faith or the Crossroads Rescue Missions Jubilee coming up next week. Amen. Well, here's the orchestra going to play one for us, talking about at the cross. At the cross. Wonderful job there by the orchestra playing for you today. At the cross where I first saw the light. Amen. Well, thank God. All right. Well, let's see in our truth for today. Let's start off on with a fixed heart. How about that today? The psalmist says in Psalm 57, verse 7, my heart is fixed. Oh God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise unto thee. Amen. Well, you know, it's a great day. It's a great day in my life when your heart is right with God and our minds are at peace. Out of this type of experience will come joy unspeakable and fullness of glory. Hey, it can help us. Listen to me. It can help today, as if we would invite the Prince of Peace into our heart, into our life. My peace I give unto thee, Jesus says. Amen. Amen. Well, to God be the glory. What a great truth for today. Amen. Well, that music reminds us today is prayer time. I invite you to join me for a moment or two of prayer. Our heavenly blessed Father of heaven, thank you, Father, for this day that you've given to us. We ask you, God, to cleanse us and forgive us of any sin, any wrongdoing, any thought, any word, or any deed. Cleanse us, I do pray. Now, Lord, I want to say thank you for your blessings and for your answers to our prayers. Lord, we're grateful today for all that you've done. God, for it, you added blessings upon our life. God, we're not worthy of those blessings. We're not worthy of that touch. We're not worthy of that kindness and that long suffering. But Lord, we're so thankful, so grateful for all your benefits today. Now, Lord, as we come to this time of the prayer where we turn our minds on our dear friends that listen to the sounds of faith, God, we join our hearts with their heart today in prayer. And I pray, God, that we talk to you about the needs of the hour. Lord, I know there's people that need a spiritual touch. And Lord, I know there's probably some in the vast audience that, God, are certainly struggling physically. Lord, I pray, God, for them today. And Lord, I pray for that one that's not saved. Lord, that never had invited, as the truth for the day has said, invited the Prince of Peace into their heart. Lord, I pray that that'll be so today in their life. Lord, I pray for that one that maybe is saved, but they've turned their back and maybe have walked a little bit of distance from you. God, they feel cold and indifferent today. And I pray that they'll repent of that sin and get right with thee today before it's everlasting too late. I pray this prayer in Jesus' holy and precious name. Amen. 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 Well, thank the good Lord for prayer time. Amen. I'm glad I've got a God that hears my prayer. I'm glad I've got a God that listens to my prayers. I've got a God that can answer my prayer. And boy, he knows what I need better than I know what I need. And I pray that we'll be patient and wait patiently for his answer. Amen. Well, here's a good choir number, one out of the old Red Book. Hope you enjoy this one as they sing for you. I've never been sorry.
Praise the Lord.
never been sorry. Amen. Never heard anyone say, I'm sorry, got saved. I've met a few that said that they were sorry they didn't get saved sooner. Amen. And I tell you, I like that old song, I've never been sorry. Well, we're going to hear a brand new trio today. A brand new trio to sing together Wednesday night. Amen. This is Noel Dorsey, Elise Tidwell that you hear and with the choir sometimes, and Owen Prince that you also hear with the choir sometimes. They put together a trio, and you'll hear a couple from them this week. This one here today is one that's entitled, I Found a Faithful Friend.
Standing in your darkest trial, and it seems you're standing all alone. When the tears fall down like bitter rain, and you're wondering if the sun will shine again. In the midst of disappointment, look around, and you'll find a faithful friend. He's walked through my darkest valley, shining light upon the lily by the way. He has picked me up and held me when I thought I could not face another day. Upon the lily by the way, he has picked me up and held me when I thought I could not face another day. And when my heart had stopped its singing and my mind was simply searching for an end,
I found a faithful friend. Amen. You've heard that song by other groups, and of course this group here brand new and doing a great job on it as well, and I appreciate that good singing. Amen. Well, in the Word of God, I'll read just a verse or two maybe out of the Gospel of Matthew, and kind of just springboard off of this into a thought that I think will, I hope it'll challenge us. I really do hope it'll challenge us to determine our walk on the upper road. Amen. And in Matthew chapter number 4 And verse number 19, of course, this is where Jesus is actually standing before Peter and Andrew. And he says in verse 19, and he said unto them, this is Jesus speaking now, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. I see a transition here. I see them leaving where they left the road they were on. You know, not necessarily a bad road. They were making a living, fishing, and casting their nets. But now they have chosen a new road, and they're following after the way. Jesus Christ is the way. And Jesus says unto them, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. I'm going to preach on this thought of the upper road today, taking the upper road, and see some things about this road. You know, the Bible teaches me in the book of Proverbs that there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ways thereof are the ways of death and destruction. There is a, you know, there is a crossroads. Everybody comes to a crossroads in their life. I believe you'll come to a crossroads whether to accept Christ or not. I really do. I don't believe there's anybody ever left this world or ever will leave this world without at least an opportunity, at least once in their life, God giving them an opportunity to choose Christ over themselves. And there's many crossroads in life, but I want to, you know, the road that we take in life, you know, a lot of times will, you know, determine a lot of things that happen to us down here, but the upper road will determine our destination. And, you know, you can look at the difference, just taking two men of history and comparing the two. Just take Jesus of Nazareth opposed to Napoleon of all people. You know, one lived to serve, the other lived to kill and destroy. One had the highest ideals, the other had the lowest. You know, the ambition of the one was to save and to serve. The ambition of the other was to rule and to ruin. One took the upper road and is forever remembered as the world's greatest benefactor. But the other, he chose the low and is forever remembered as the world's greatest failure. Well, I tell you, it doesn't matter which road you're on today. It doesn't matter which road you take. Whether you're young or old, it doesn't matter what road you're on. I want you to see first off today about this upper road. The upper road is a road of satisfaction. No, you'll not always have everything that you want on this road. You'll not have the prayer answered according to the way you want it to every time upon this upper road, but it is a road of satisfaction. You can pull many people, many characters out of the Word of God that were not satisfied in life. We'll look at one out of the New, one out of the Old Testaments today. In the Old Testament, you know, my mind goes to Solomon. You know, he ran the whole gauntlet, friend. He ran the whole gauntlet. He had wealth, wisdom, works, wine, and women. And he, of course, he come down to the end of his way, brokenhearted and disappointed in spirit. And he cried out, all is vanity and vexation of spirit. And then in the New Testament, there was one day a rich young ruler came to Jesus. And this man, too, he had wealth. He had no doubt had friends. He had morality. He had earnestness, and he had done his best to keep the law, I believe, but he came to Jesus basically saying, I'm just not satisfied. I'm not satisfied with what I've got. I'm not satisfied, Lord. There's something missing. And he said, what must I do? What must I do? These two men, they had no satisfaction on the lower road. You know, you'll never find satisfaction living strictly under thyself. You know, you'll never find happiness in the low road. Oh, friend, today you cannot find happiness living amongst the clutter of this world. You know, and I'm not saying that everything, you know, in life, you know, there's a lot of things that are good things. I told the Bible class this morning at the school where I teach in the mornings, you know, good things become bad things when they take the place of the best thing. And certainly the best thing is the upper road. You know, man fail to find satisfaction and happiness because they're building this. I believe there's the main reason for this is this. Because they're building their lives on faltering foundations. Friend, I read this illustration. It makes a lot of sense to me. A woman was looking out of her window one day and saw a mother bird building her nest under a rose bush. She makes the statement, "Oh, pretty creature," said the woman, "you're building your nest too low. You're risking the lives of the little ones that you hope to have someday." Before long, there were four little blue eggs in that nest, and then sometimes later, there were four little birds in that nest, chirping and begging their mother to bring them their food. But one day, the mother heard a cry of distress outside her window. She ran to the window and saw a snake that had crawled up to the nest and was devouring the last of those little birds. While the mother bird fluttered about in distraction, her folly was that she built too low. Oh, dear God, help us today not to build our life too low. Oh, I know we never get out of the reach of Satan and his grasp. We never get out of any farther than an arm's length from the devil. But I do believe this, to have a satisfied life, we must live and walk and travel the upper road. Oh, don't build your life on the sinking sands of this old world, friend. Oh, build them on Christ Jesus alone. There is no other foundation that can be laid that has already been laid than Jesus Christ. Oh, there's many foundations, but there's only one satisfying one, and that's the upper road. The upper road. Until tomorrow, God bless you is our prayer. Keep listening for the Sounds of Faith.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for the Sounds of Faith.